Welcome back to the Business of Government, Alan. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Patrick Sigener, Program Executive Officer for NASA's Integrated Financial Management Program. And joining us in our conversation is Steve Seeker.
Patrick, how is IFMP helping NASA implement the President's Management Agenda?
The President's Management Agenda, the PMA, has essentially five components: human capital, financial management, procurement, budget performance integration, and eGov. I think I've described over the past few minutes a series of modules which fortunately or unfortunately touch every single one of those components. Obviously, the financial management part of it is at the core of what we're doing with the IFM program, but the human capital is right there. The budget and performance integration is a cornerstone of how do you use the financial information to be more effective in managing various programs and projects. Procurement, again, is separated from a PMA standpoint, but obviously is very heavily relying not only on the budget execution, but also some of the performance data. So we believe that the IFM in its totality basically will support and enhance the capability of implementing a lot of the guidance and encouragement that the PMA gives the various federal organizations.
Okay, and how do you measure the success of the IFMP program?
The adoption of the functionality of the program, above all, is our yardstick. I mean, there is a technical success, which is something as fundamental as the ability to close our books every month and produce quarterly financial statements and produce clear, timely, robust information. I mean, that is the mechanical part of the system that shouldn't be overlooked. That's easy to measure, and, you know, it's binary. It either works or it doesn't. What is more complex is to hopefully see an improvement in how efficiently decisions are made and how much information is available to make those decisions on a timely basis. I mean, one of the critical elements in a lot of the work that we do in research and engineering is, in some cases, having very, very short timelines to make key decisions that have very long-term impact. We would like to believe that this program will allow the decision makers at all levels to make more educated decisions that will result in a more efficient use of what are limited resources.
What do you see as some of the greatest challenges facing the project before it gets completed?
I think there are some technical challenges over the horizon. For example, our budget formulation module, as of yesterday's latest estimate, will be manipulating approximately 140 million lines of information. This is a real-time or near real-time system. So there are some very hardcore system performance issues that we're facing in the near term. In the longer term, I would say the asset management systems that we envision, coupled with the project management capability we want to give our constituencies, are looming fairly large over the horizon. Our agency is involved in a very broad spectrum of activities, from fundamental research to near operational activities, and they're very different. They're all categorized as programs and projects, but there is no one-size-fit-all in the, you know, tools that we can offer. So the ability to build, deploy, and offer systems that can support those activities in parallel is daunting. As far as I know, it has not been required by any organization so far. So we're once again in a pathfinder position, because if we were only in the space science business, or only in the earth science business, or only in the human spaceflight business, we would narrow the scope of the functionality we have to offer. Unfortunately, we're doing all of it. So those are going to be interesting challenges in the next 24 to 36 months.
Let me ask you to put your a little bit greater future thinking cap on, and 10 years from now, when people think back and 10 years from now, people think about financial management or even information management in NASA. What do you want that picture to be, or that vision?
It's interesting. Driving up, I was actually thinking about information management and information science, partially because it is something that permeates pretty much every facet of what we do. And taking a step back from just the IFM, what this organization is above all into the business of doing is turning information into knowledge. We're in the business of gathering information, whether it's planetary information, cosmology. I mean, it is information. We are trying to, in some case, validate specific theories. In some cases, we're trying to empirically prove some of the designs that we're coming up with. But above all, one of our objectives is to generate and make information as available as possible to as broad a constituency as possible. And as part of that, we actually have a lot of very interesting initiatives going on in supercomputing, in nanotechnology, in intelligent networks, in smart machines, man-machine integration. 10 years from now, I'd like to think that some of the more mundane undertakings, and I'm not saying they're not important, but some of the more mundane undertakings we are involved in right now with the IFM program will also benefit from some of the leading-edge information science research we're doing. As I mentioned, in one case, we're asked right now to manipulate a massive amount of information in real time, although it is for budgeting, it is not for processing cosmic microwave background information. It is nevertheless fairly daunting. And I'd like to believe that we are back on a path where possibly we, in a decade, will be leaders on manipulating, the visual display of information in something that everybody's after. And maybe in a few years from now, this system will help bring into the fold those two communities that have been running on parallel paths, but not crossing that much.
You've had an interesting career, albeit a short one, in serving the public and government. I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone considering public service?
First of all, I would say do it. One of the things that is incredibly rewarding in working in the public service is, first of all, the nomenclature. It is public service, but also you are faced with usually issues that are of a magnitude that is not seldom encountered in the private sector that quickly. And when we're talking about young people, when I see some of the young folks that we bring in-house and they get exposed to issues, to undertakings, to initiatives that are truly beyond the traditional corporate world, unless you happen to work for an extremely large organization. So one of the benefits of public service is literally the ability to be exposed and to learn how to operate and eventually manage in very complex situations. There's a lot of constraints. Now, we are a public organization, which means we don't have to show a bottom line. We're, on the other hand, we have to maximize the effective use of the dollars that are entrusted. The stewardship of those funds is something that goes beyond, buying the most cost-effective widget. It's what is the most effective way of, making those choices. And there are trade-offs. It is not an unlimited source. And bringing young folks into an environment where those trade-offs are consistently discussed, I think, prepares them not only for, should they desire so, a continuous public service career, but when they reintegrate the private sector or integrate the private sector, they will have been exposed to a series of situations that very seldom, younger, more junior folks in the private environment get exposed to.
Well, Patrick, I'm afraid we're out of time this morning. Stephen, I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, Steve and Paul, thank you for having me. And should anybody be interested in following up how the IFM program is doing and what our progress is to date. We've got a link, which is www.hq.nasa.gov. So thank you again.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Patrick Sigener, Program Executive Officer of NASA's Integrated Financial Management Program. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.